ज्ञानत मिरांधस ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते प्रणमामि। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय। त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम् बिफोर् बिगिनिङ्ग् मै बृहद् भगवतामृत आई वांट टू क्लियर समथिंग दैट व्हेन आई ज्वाइन मठ एंड देर वॉज नो इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम माई गुरुदेव टू मी but yet I have come from a very high class of Vaishnava, educated and restricted family, family, you should write that family. So I have an ego that I am a very high class of Brahmin family, maintaining all the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism. I was not initiated, and the parikrama was there. No deep dham parikrama. So all the devotees were actually initiated, they were क्या वो परोस रहे थे सर्विंग प्रसादम टू ऑल। वैष्णव ऑल्सो ऑर्डर्ड मी दैट यू शुड सर्व यू कैन सर्व बट फॉर अदर इट वॉज रिस्ट्रिक्टेड। इफ एनी वन नॉट सेकेंड इनिशिएशन वैष्णवी दीक्षा ऑल द ब्रह्म गायत्री टू ऑल गायत्रीज एंड मंत्र दे कैनॉट they were not allowed to serve. They cannot do any worship of devotees. Radha, Krishna, Shalagram, Govardhan, Shila, nothing they cannot do. It is restricted by all the shastras. So I was serving at that time. And I wanted to go on the same line where our Guruji and all my Shiksha Gurus, all the renounced persons and very senior Vaishnava were sitting in that line. But they were telling me not to come in this line, you should go all others. But I wanted to give myself. Then I thought that why they are telling me not to come here? I am a Brahmin family. And I am so educated, I am so learned, I am so all these things, having all the qualities. Even they have no all the qualities. Why they are telling so? So anyhow, I was very simple. I obeyed them. And all other places I used to serve, but not in that line. I asked them afterward, when Parikrama was ended, then I asked that, why you stopped me to serve there, Mahaprasadam? They told, they will take you after 2 days when you will be initiated. Then they, then I was initiated on the Purnima day. And then they told that you can now give to your Gurudev, sir, you know, all, everywhere, to all you can. And you can serve personally your Gurudev now. Now no stopping, no restriction, anything. Then I knew, oh, it is etiquette of Vaishnava, etiquette, this is right. If you are not initiated by Gopal Mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Gayatri Mantra, Gaur Mantra, and Mahamantra, and all others, and Kama Gayatri, you are not qualified to serve Shalagram, Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Krishna Kanjugal, Nishinghadev, any one deity, you are not. If you are doing so, then there are some harms, so much harm. If you are doing, not obeying Shastra, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, Adi, Bidhing Vina, Ekantik Hari Bhakti, Utpatai Reva Kevala. If you are doing Ekantik Bhakti, everything, but you are not obeying Shastra, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Pancharatra Vidhi. Our Diksha is Pancharatra Vidhi. Harinam chanting and Shramanam Kirtanam, it is Bhagavatam Vidhi. Agam, Nigam, and Puran, Mahapuran. Bhavakti should be according to Bhagavatam. So after taking initiation, you will have to wait. And if you are not waiting for that, and you are worshipping deities, Salagram, Govardhan Shila, Gomti Shila, Radha Krishna Kanjugal, Nrisinghadev, you cannot do properly. Never you cannot do. You will have to come in line and process. Then you are qualified to do. Like, you don't know the mantra of snake bite. And you want to catch a cobra, very poisonous serpent, and you are giving your hands in hole where he lives. What will be there? Snake will bite you and at once you will die. So in Paramartha means, there are some rules and regulations. Those who are expert from beginning, they have been initiated properly and associating with Vaishnavas. Now they know all the established truths. No? And they have come to Madhyam. No? Then they can, if they are following Raganuga Bhakti, they can gallop something, something not galloping. They can do anything. They are not in bindings of Shastra. Raganuga Bhakti is not under the guidance of any Shastra or anything, but they are in guidance of qualified devotees, always. They will have to obey some rules and regulations in form. So try to do all these things properly. If you are not knowing the power of fire and you are going to give your hands in fire, what will be the? There was a very big pandit. Big pandit, you know, very learned scholar of Sanskrit. We used to know Anuswar Visarga and all the roots, verbal roots, he used to know
grammar,
so much grammar, always grammar and grammar. His all bloods were like grammar, very qualified. Once he was going in a jungle, in a big forest, and there so many lions, tigers, and bears were roaming here and there. At any time they can attack and they can eat you. He was going. Then anyone told him that, "Oh Brahman, learned Brahman, I am doing namaskar to you, where you are going?" "Oh, I am going to that village on the end of this forest. I will have to go through the forest." "Oh, you are going? But you should know there are so many baghras there." Baghra, you know?
Tigers.
Very ferocious tigers. They can attack you any time. "Oh, you are foolish person. You are not knowing English grammar." "I know grammar. I know the verbal roots. Byaghra jigrati iti byaghra. Jigrati means who only can smell doing nothing. Jigrati iti byaghra. Jigra. Jigrati, then byaghra. He will only smell something and he cannot do, because the verbal root is here. That is jigrati. He will only smell. "Oh, I am telling you, I am not so learned in grammar, but I know something. You are going, you will have to face something." "Oh, I never care." He will only come and hear. Jigra. Only he will smell. When he went and saw that very ferocious tiger was attacking him, and he became upset. Then he told that, "Oh, sometimes khadati iti khadati ba. Jigrati khadati ba. Sometimes he jigrati, smelling, and sometimes it means khadati." "Oh," then he's come, and he at once attacked and that person. So we must know something, ABCD of this practical something of Shastra. You have to try to do everything in Shastra. If you are offering to, you don't know, you are not initiated, then you have nothing, no qualification to utter Vedic mantra. You cannot. And if you are doing, it will be like zero. So we should be initiated first and then we should be qualified. Only initiation will not do. Association of Vaishnava and taking some rules and relaxation, knowing all these things. If you are offering prasadam to Krishna, Radha Krishna conjugal, if you are not initiated, what you are doing? Or if you are initiated even, and you are offering prasadam, you took the plate, Mahaprasadam, that Naivedya called. If it is not offered, then it is Naivedya, Naivedya. And if it is, Naivedya is offered, then it is Mahaprasad. So if he is going to offer Naivedya, and his Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayvacha, Patitanam Pamane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Nama. By this mantra is offered. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. And Namo Brahmanna Devaya Gobrahmani Hitaya Cha. Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Nama. This is like this. So this is Vaishnava pranam, and then you are offering. You are giving that plate there and telling, "Oh, Vancha Kalpataru," that this regards to Vaishnava, not to Krishna or anyone. And this is not offering mantra. So you should learn all these things first, and then keep your hand in snake hole, otherwise snake will bite. Means it will be some offense. No? You are so hungry. You are telling that, oh devotee, I want to walk. But you are hungry, you want Mahaprasadam. Or you are telling, find me. Fine will do. If you are hungry, you should tell that I am hungry, bring some Mahaprasadam to me. And you are telling that bring a fan. So purpose is not served. So you should try to know all these things by any bona fide Vaishnava, senior Vaishnava, all these things. When you are offering, then Namo Mahabrahman will not do. It is pranam mantra of to whom? To whom it is? Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govimanitaya cha Govindaya Nama. It is pranam mantra. Or you should tell in mantra that, oh Krishna, come here. I am offering Mahaprasadam. My Gurudev is offering prasadam to you. And you should kindly, mercifully take this, taste Mahaprasadam. This is the only thing. And if you are giving fan to him, oh, I am fanning you. Please take it. I am giving water. You should take it. Like this, all things. So, we should do all properly without likes, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, Adi, means Bhagavat, Agam, Nigam. And Vaishnava etiquette. And then do all these things. If you are not doing anything, that offense is bound to be done. So we should know all these things and do properly. If you are telling anyone, he is coming, I welcome you. Not telling, go from here. You are telling, what he will do? He will come? He will return at once? So we should do all with regulation, rules and regulations. If you are not initiated, you should wait for second initiation. And then after that you should begin your worshipping and all things. No? And if you are not waiting, very beginning you are doing. And why you are not chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? It covers everything, whole archan and everything. And if you want to do archan, then you will have to wait for some time till second diksha. Gopal Mantra, Brahma Gayatri, and all other things are given. And do properly anything. You have been admitted in school, but you are always playing cricket, football, volleyball, and everything, not attending in school, not writing ABCD, not reading, then will you pass? You will fail for 40 years, and you will be old and even in first class. So we should try to know all these things. But for everyone, all is qualified to do Harinam, whether initiated, non-initiated. Only Shraddha will do there. And if initiation, after initiation, with rules and regulation, this Krishna may give you Vaikuntha. And if properly, in the guidance of gopis, you are doing chanting Harinam and doing all the activities, then it will give Raj Prem. So everything should be asked in systematic way. Anything to ask? And this also, anything? What? Who? Krishna will not take. The fact is, I'm telling true. I don't want to cheat you. How they will? If they are not initiated from Ashkai, it will come?
No, not if they can second
yes, they can do. They are initiated. Second, everything. At first, only one Gopal mantra was used to be given. Nothing else. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then he was treated like initiated. But it should be given by Guru, not by any collecting from books and here and there. Then he is what qualified. Yes, then he can. It has been given because anyone can at once, so that should be given. But they should properly take Brahma Gayatri. If male, from Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, and after that, Gopal Mantra, Krishna Mantra, and Kama Gayatri, Sri Krishna Pancha Tattva and Mahamantra. But he, like at first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given initiation by Ishwar Puripad, only Gopal Mantra. Madhvendra Padri, only Gopal Mantra. But now you are not so qualified in these days, so all mantras are given. Anything? What? What more? That affection is artificial. It can give, he can give that artificial prema also. If really he is not initiated. Not, it will not be Shraddha. It is Laukiki Shraddha, it will not do for Paramartha. So why he is not accepting Guru? Why? Kho malum hai. Wo janta hai. There is some loop and hole there.
Maybe he has taken Harinam, but there's some time before he takes Gopal Mantra, so then...
If he is taken... if he wants to love and have affection to Krishna, he will, why not he will be taken initiation? Why? Why? But he is fearing something, there is loopholes. If you want to be learned, you should go to school and adopt any good teacher. And if you are not adapting that, all your thing is in vain. Are they are not pure devotees? What they are thinking? If they are not have taken initiation, not following rules and regulations, and not initiate association, how they became? Who made them devotee? Only our you took only Hari Mala, Nam Mala from any shop and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not. He is not devotee. When he will take Vishnu mantra, and from that Vishnu mantra, he will worship Vishnu. Here, Vishnu means Krishna, Vishnu, Nrisimha, Ram, Narayan, all. Then he is devotee, otherwise not devotee. He has not given. He cannot sow like this. Never he cannot do. Only he told that who have not taken initiation really, what they should do, how they can do. Oh, you should do like this, Namo Brahmanna Mahapya, Namo Brahmanna Devaya. Oh, and he should do. He should have very little faith, he should do. Otherwise he will be discouraged to God. Because he was not initiated, so he told that you should do by this. So here, still in your remote, if anyone not initiated, he cannot enter in cooking room.
Teacher,
or kitchen room, or he cannot go to Thakur Garden and never go to Gurudev to serve. They should wait 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. They can wait. And when they are qualified, then they will do. A university does not give any unqualified person a degree. Any bona fide university cannot give a degree to bogus person. But it may be that he has donated so many lakhs and lakhs dollars, and by wrong process they are giving. So now it is. So Gurudev is authority. He is in your city. He should go all this quality. Then we should. Because if it is not done in proper process, then it will make some offenses. So we should try to know all these processes and go through processes. What harm if we are going to in process? What harm? I want to love Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Then what harm to be in this process? Kirtan. One kirtan. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Gokula taruni mandala mahite Gone? Gokula taruni mandala mahite Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Amodara rati vardhana veshe Hari niskuta brinda bipineshe Shabhanu Tadhi Namasarsile Radhe Jaya Jaya Karunam Kurumai Karuna Bharite Sana Karsana Tana Bharanita Charite Sana ka sana tana baranita charite Radhe jaya jaya When Narada Rishi came to Brahma and he was glorifying Brahma that you are very near and dear to Krishna. Not only near and dear, but you are himself, Vishnu, Brahma, Mahesh, everything. Sometimes you take avatar in this world, like Brahma and Vishnu and Mahesh, but actually you are the whole master of whole universe. You can give power to Indra, Brihaspati, Varun, Jam, Kuber, and all Digpals who are supporting and nursing whole world. You can give anyone any benediction as you like. You can give them that you should be Ajar Amar, not dying.
Immortal.
Immortal. Anyone can believe that. All the Vedas coming from your four mouths and having an embodiment,
personified form,
they are doing glorifying you. You are master of whole universe. But Brahma was so much ashamed and kept his fingers in his. Oh, my boy, from beginning I am telling you, and I am teaching you, but you are not taking anything. You are very foolish, ignorant. I have told you so many times that I am not Krishna, I am not Vishnu. I am only a very small adhikari, servant of Krishna. I am not a pure devotee to Krishna. I have given benediction and power to Indra, and Indra became so, having so much egos. And he disturbed in Vrindavan to you. Sometimes in Dwarka also, when Krishna went to Swarga and he asked Parijat Pushpa, and Parijat tree, and for Sudharma Sabha, Krishna wanted to bring it in Dwarka. But he was quarreling, a big battle was there. But at last Indra was defeated and Krishna carried both to Dwarka. Also in Vrindavan, when Krishna stopped his worshipping, then he tried to demolish all Brajavasis. He wanted to put on death to all Brajavasis. So heavy rain was going and thunderbolts were coming. But Krishna took Govardhan as umbrella and he saved whole Brajavasis. Then he appeared and he came with Kamdhenu, Surabhi Gavi, and he wanted to forgive, he begged for forgiveness. I gave some power to Varun, Kuber, they also did so many against of Krishna. Sometimes Varun Dev, he took Krishna father in Varun Lok and he kept in prison. Sometimes Jam, he took the Guru Patra of Krishna, of Sandipini. Who was he? Madhumangal was he. When Madhumangal was in Braja playing with Krishna, after Krishna came to Mathura and he went to his father. And in the meantime, he went to take bath in sea and thus he was taken by Jam there. Then Krishna, the Guru Patni told, wife of Guru told that, I want some benediction. What you want? I want the Dakshina that you should return my boy, my son. Then Krishna went to Jamlok. Here and there he searched, but he was not found it. Then he came to Yamlok, and then he told that, where is that boy bring? Then Krishna came to Mahakalpuram. And there he called. And he took that Guru Patra and he gave to Sandipini. So he also disturbed. Brahma told that sometimes I also, like ignorant, I did so many bad things. I stole away the cows and cow friends, cowherd boys, and disturbed Krishna. And that is why I am not going to Vrindavan again. I fear that I will do something which is against the service of Krishna. So I fear. Krishna, doing his pastimes in so way that all can, some doubt in Krishna that, where he is, Supreme Personality of Godhead himself or not. And they may do something wrong. If Yashoda Maya is chastising Krishna, then I will be bewildered. Then I will think that Krishna is playing a role of that thing, or he is actually fearing, he is not himself Supreme Personality of Krishna. So I never go to there in Vrindavan. Very careful. I have given benediction to Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and they were doing so much against Prahlad Maharaj. I gave some benediction to Raman that you will be so powerful. They wanted to be Ajar Amar, immortal. But he gave benediction with some hole. You will not be killed by any monkeys or any man on anything created by me. Rama was not created by him. So he was at last killed. So now I am very careful. Don't tell me that thing. If you want to see any devotee very near and dear to Krishna, then you can go to Shankar. He's always observed in Krishna Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan, always dancing, weeping with tears, hair standing with Ashta Sattvik Bhav. Sometimes so many contradicted things we can see in Shankar. Brahma is telling, why he takes the heads of skull, a garland of a skull. Sometimes he takes the ashes from crematorium. Why he takes snakes so poisonous? Aankh pata means lips of a very poisonous plant. If it will go in heart or in eyes, we will be at once blind and we will die. Dhatura, poisonous plant. So why always naked like this? Because he is always absorbed in Krishna Bhakti, Prem Bhakti. He is taking all the skulls and the dust, the ashes of crematorium, Because he tells us that this physical body will die one day, and it will be ashes. Or if it not burnt, then what will be? Like a stool of any animal or birds, because they will take the flesh of that person. And if it is given in burial ground, then so many insects will come from his body. So this is the last stage of this body. So he is taking these hoddy, bones and skulls. Why is taking serpents? They are very poisonous. Because he is Ishtadevi Mahasankarsan in Seshnag, in the embodiment of Seshnag. So to show honor for Seshnag, he is taking this. But why Chandra? Why Chandra? Moon? Because he is the forefather of Krishna. He takes like this. Why he takes? He is naked, but very beautiful wife, like Uma or Sati. Why? He can digest. Contradicting also, we cannot. Same thing for him, to be naked or be with be Uma. He has nothing, lust or anything. If lakhs and lakhs Uma comes, no difference will come, no less lust can come in him, because he is always full of Krishna prema. But we cannot tolerate. We cannot digest all these things. Even a little, very beautiful lady coming naked, we cannot check. So to show all these things, Shankari too. But Shankari is very bona fide Vaishnava Anang Jatha Sambho. Brahma is telling that, Shiva and Krishna are same. So we should not have any differentiate in Shiva name and Krishna name. Both are same. Sometimes he becomes Krishna, sometimes he becomes Shiva. He is glorifying. Knowing him that Krishna is not Shiva, Shiva is not Krishna. But yet, some are has doubts like this. But we have no doubt, because we will hear from the mouth of himself, Shiva, that I am not Krishna. So we should learn all the teachings, Vaishnava Siddhant, by them. These are like a question. What Brahma is telling to for Shankar, it is like a question. And all questions will be answered by himself, Shiva. Then some questions will come for Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj will also answer like this. And we should try to follow as our stage is, according to our stage. Thus we can recognize who is Vaishnava, who is some superior, who is some less, who is Uttamadhikari, by all these things. We can decide. And properly respect and give some honor to all kinds of Vaishnava. Otherwise we cannot do anything. Then you can think that Uttamadhikari Vaishnava, you can think, oh, this is very bogus person, not a devotee. And a bogus devotee, artificially having so mota-mota tilak, thick tilak, and so big. Very big. 1 kilo. And he will take a mala tulsi, no? Very big. It may come to 1 mile. No? And all, oh, he is pure devotee, because he has so much big mala. He tilak is so. And when he comes to walk, then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If there are so many numbers of devotees, he will speak and he will dance if there are so many devotees. And if there is none, he will keep his mala and he will sleep. So, artificial this is. So we should try to know all these things. If you are knowing Vaishnava, he is Vaishnava but not proper and respecting, it is offense. And if he is the bad person, not devotee, and you are respecting him, then it is also offense for bhakti. Understand?